Well, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. Our opening tune was one called Soaring on the Strings, and that was Colleen Trenwith playing the fiddle and I was playing the banjo. I think it was Alan Rhodes playing guitar and Daniel Beckman doing that little bass lick. I like leaving it on to the end so you get that little bass lick happening in there. And it was a good fun tune to do. We did that back in our gospel music days, but we still did a lot of bluegrass instrumentals. And that's possibly one of my very favourite ones of all time. Let's kick this show off with Special Consensus from the album Scratch Gravel Road. Greg Cahill plays banjo, he's the boss. Rick Farris on mandolin, Dustin Benson on guitar, David Thomas on bass. They do some fine music. And the track I've selected to kick off the show is Sunday Morning Without You. And it goes like this.
This morning all alone, like I have since you've been gone. The TV's playing channel 22, Sunday morning without you. I don't know what I'm gonna do. The air is warm, the skies are blue. My heart feels the same way too. Sunday morning without you. You walked out about 4 weeks ago. You took my babies and my heart. 30 days of hell with life to go, a month of Sundays without you. I don't know what I'm gonna do. The air is warm, the skies are blue. My heart feels the same way too. Sunday morning without you. Guess I could just ride around the beach, the park, or go downtown. The church bells ringing, I'm so blue. Sunday morning without you. I don't know what I'm gonna do. The air is warm, the skies are blue. My heart feels the same way. Sunday morning without you. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Sunday morning without you.
Don't they put it together nicely? That was Greg Cahill and Special Consensus. If you've listened to Back Porch Bluegrass for more than a few sessions, you'll know that one of my favourite bluegrass aggregations was the Bluegrass Album Band, and I think they did the whole world a favour by just re-recording some of the bluegrass classics. And the first 5 albums they did were mostly songs, but the 6th album is they put together some bluegrass instrumentals. And the fine band, of course, Bobby Hicks on fiddle, J.D. Crom banjo, Dor Lawson on mandolin, Todd Phillips on bass, Jerry Douglas on dobro, Tony Rice on guitar, and Vassar Clements on the 2nd fiddle. Vassar Clements and Bobby Hicks had worked together as young men, and must be very gratifying in their later years to work together. Anyway, I've selected Earl Scruggs' tune from this instrumental album, one called called Ground Speed Earl Scruggs was a pilot and often flew himself to gigs in a small plane. And everyone knows that sometimes when you're flying over the countryside, you measure your speed not only in knots but in ground speed. And that's what he named this tune. And it's a great banjo tune. It's full of Scruggs' idiosyncrasies. And it's a blimmin' hard tune to play if you're a banjo player like me. Very frustrating. But of course, the Bell Bluegrass album band make it sound very easy. Here's Ground Speed. Didn't they do a great version? They had the bass lick at the end. There's two songs in the program so far that got a fancy little bass lick at the end. Never realised that. And on the recent show, I played the Kruger Brothers from their album Carolina Scrapbook and had a letter, very nice letter from Eric from Switzerland, who's one of the regular listeners to the show. And he said, the Kruger brothers are really Jens Kruger on banjo and Uwe Kruger on guitar and Joel Landsberg on bass. And Joel is an American born in New York, and he's played bass with the Kruger brothers since they moved to the USA and is, of course, an integral part of the group. But I announced him as a Joel Kruger, which was quite wrong. So thank you very much, Eric, for reminding me about that. And just as a compensation, I'll play another track from the Kruger Brothers. And this is from the album Carolina Scrapbook again. And although that album includes them working with lots of other musicians, this one I've chosen is just the three of them, and Jens, Uwe, and Joel, and they're doing what we'd call an old-time tune, Keep My Skillet Good and Greasy, and it's really a clawhammer banjo-style sort of raucous, rambunctious sort of tune, as you can imagine Uncle Dave Bacon doing it and the various other players who play it. But the Kruger Brothers do a very good version. They keep the sort of rough edge to it, but they pick beautifully and put it into a bluegrassy context. So here's the Kruger Brothers, and I won't introduce them again. Have a listen. Thank you.
and bake a whole cake every hour. Keep that skillet good and greasy all the time, time, time. Keep that skillet good and greasy all the time. Buddy, if you say so, ain't gonna work round here no more. Keep that skillet good and greasy all the time, time, time. Keep that skillet good and greasy all the time. Chickens in my sack, I got the bloodhounds on my track. Keep that skillet good and greasy all the time, time, time. Keep that skillet good and greasy all the time. And if they beat me to the door, gonna set them on the floor. Keep that skillet good and greasy all the time, time, time. Keep that skillet good and greasy all the time. Brandy, gonna give it all to Mandy. Gonna keep her drunk and boozy all the time, time, time. Gonna keep her drunk and boozy all the time. I'm gonna get a sack of flour, bake a whole cake every hour. Keep that skillet good and greasy all the time, time, time. Keep that skillet good and greasy all the time.
That's a great rendition of that song. I just love it. They get a wonderful groove to it, and I love that bass lick that Joel Landsberg was doing. Hey, got his name right. Thanks very much, Eric. That was the Kruger Brothers. In some of my travels, particularly over to California and the Grass Valley Festival, I've come across a group from California called the Brombies, and purchased an album, of course, as I like to do, and Running With The Herd is the name of the album. The Brombies are a good, fun group. They were one of the resident groups at one of the festivals I went to at Grass Valley, and very much enjoyed their playing. A little bit different from a lot of groups, but they, as always, the groups have their individual flavour. John Plotnick was playing guitar, Keith Rozier the bass, George Dooring on mandolin, and Joe Allen Dooring, his wife, as a vocalist, and Patrick Sauber on banjo on this album that I've got. And I've picked out a couple of tunes. We'll hear one now. I think that's what we... Yes, we're gonna hear one now, and one a little bit later in the show. The one that we're going to hear now... It's cold. Oh, I'll get my pieces of paper in the right order. I'm going crazy. perfectly true. I think I am. Going crazy with the Brombies.
I've got a job. I'm working. A lot of folks depend on me. It's 9 to 9, and that's a lot of time putting up with misery. But when that weekend comes around, I'm ready for a new routine. And if you ask me where I'm going, well, I'm gonna blow off steam. 'Cause I'm going crazy. You wanna come along? And if you stay with me, soon you'll be singing the same old song. My memory's hazy, but it's hanging on. I'm going crazy. Honey, won't you come along? 4 years now I've been searching, looking for a girl for me. Someone to love, someone to hug, someone to raise a family. But when that weekend comes around, nothing's gonna come between our time to dance and our our sweet romance. I bet you know what I mean.
'Cause I'm going crazy. You wanna come along? And if you stay with me, soon you'll be singing the same old song. My memory's hazy, but it's hanging on. I'm going crazy. Honey, won't you come along?
Weekend comes again. I'm going nearly out of my mind. With the girl from me, we're gonna be honky-tonking one more time.
'Cause I'm going crazy. You wanna come along? And if you stay with me, soon you'll be singing the same old song. My memory's hazy, but it's hanging on.
That's a great band sound that really bounces along, and that was the Brombies. We might hear from them a little bit later in the show. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And Hamilton, New Zealand is where I've been domiciled for most of my life, apart from a few years living in Sydney, Australia, and playing music over there. I've lived in Hamilton most of the time, and definitely my hometown, and my kids are growing up here, and we're firmly fixed in Hamilton these days. It's a good place to be, especially when you can do a program on Free FM like I'm doing. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and they're a great place for supporting local music. Big shop, all the instruments you could want, banjos, guitars, ukuleles, violins, drum sets, keyboards, and all the accessories you could want, and all the advice you could want. All the people working in the shop are musicians, and they know the sort of thing that you need, and you can discuss with them, and they'll come up with the answers. Shearer's Music Works do a great job of supporting local music. I bought my first five-string banjo from them way back in 1965, and the shop had not long opened. And Andy Shearer at the time opened the shop. We were both surprised. He was delighted to order a Framus banjo for me, and I remember I paid £25 for it, because New Zealand was still in the pounds, shillings and pence days before we went to decimal currency. So that's a long time ago. Shearers have been around a long time, and they've certainly helped me and the music. Delighted that they support Back Porch Bluegrass. One of the first albums that really put bluegrass music together for us was Earl Taylor and the Stony Mountain Boys. The album was called Bluegrass Taylor Made, Earl Taylor and his Bluegrass Mountaineers, but that was a name made up for the album. And in fact, they credited the wrong musicians on the album. The real ones were Earl Taylor doing mandolin and tenor vocals, Jim McCall guitar and lead vocals, Walter Hensley on banjo, wonderful banjo player, Vernon McIntyre on bass, and Benny Martin on fiddle, right from the early days of bluegrass music. The band recorded 12 tracks in a four-hour session, and That was it. They went to the studio, did 4 hours, put down 12 tracks, and came up with some excellent bluegrass music. I'm going to play you a classic one. I love the name of this one. Sweetheart, You Done Me Wrong. It's written by Red Foley. break the heart of my English teacher, who would insist that it should be sweetheart. You have done me incorrectly. But sometimes the song title works better in the vernacular, doesn't it? Here's some great bluegrass music from Earl Taylor and his Stony Mountain Boys. That's really what they're supposed to be called.
Now you told me that your love was true. Sweetheart, I thought the world of you. But I'm still praying for a time, sweetheart, when you will change your mind. Now, sweetheart, you done me wrong. You have left me all alone. Maybe there will come a time, sweetheart, when you will change your mind. Without you, but maybe there will come a time, sweetheart, when you will change your mind. Now, sweetheart, you done me wrong. You have left me all alone. Maybe there will come a time, sweetheart, when you change your mind. After all the love I had for you. Now, sweetheart, you done me wrong. You have left me all alone. Maybe there will come a time, sweetheart, when you will change your mind.
That's just classic bluegrass, and I love Jim McCall's voice. It's reminiscent of Carter Stanley's. Got the same sort of rawness to it, but it's a smooth voice at the same time as it's raw. I don't know how to explain that, but that was Earl Taylor, and I'm glad that they were one of our first real impressions of bluegrass music. We're going to hear from the Price Sisters now. From the album A Heart Never Knows. Price sisters are Lauren Price, who plays mandolin. Leanna Price plays fiddle, and they both sing harmony parts, and they've got a lot of help on the album. Charlie Cushman's playing banjo, Brian Sutton guitar, Mike Bubb bass, Dennis Crouch plays bass on some tracks, Justin Moses plays dobro on a couple of tracks, and... what else shall I say about it? No, on this, and I've got some help singing too. And the tunes that I've selected, however, don't have some of that help. The first one is a A.P. Carter song called Dark and Stormy Weather, which sounds nice and strident. We've been having some dark and stormy weather in Hamilton here, and it's getting over it, really. It's springtime, and I suppose that's when you get dark and stormy weather. And then the next one is a Bill Monroe tune called the Lee Wedding Tune, and it's not one I'm particularly familiar with, but I guess he wrote lots of songs that other people ended up doing. Here's the Price Sisters, two tracks, Dark and Stormy Weather, followed by the Lee Wedding Tune.
Thank you.